Rebecca Miller with Project Independence in You. I am your guest host today. I am also the Deputy Commissioner for the Department of Services for the Aging for the town of North Hempstead. And I'm going to be talking with Christina Liu. I love her title because it's the longest in history. Christina is the town of North Hempstead's senior citizen program development specialist for the department. Okay, wake up, everyone. For the Department of Services for the Aging. And she is also the producer of Project Independence in You and does such a fantastic job every week scheduling, pulling together the program. Christina, how do you do it all?
I mean, I'm just amazing. I don't really know how to also
thank you, Christina. Okay. That's what I should
know. No, it has been, it's my pleasure. It's fun. I look forward to this every week, and I think it's important to get all this information out, and especially this segment. It gives us a chance to talk about all the great things that are going on within the town of North Hempstead and just really getting the word out there because there is so much to offer.
Right, right. Christina, I know you and I are working pretty closely along with our communications department and, of course, Supervisor Bosworth on a new layout for the Pioneer newsletter, and it looks wonderful.
Yeah, it really, I think people are going to be excited. You know, every resident of the town of North Hempstead, 16 over, will receive the newsletter and the new layout. So definitely in April, it'll be out. So stay tuned for that. And I think, you know, I was actually, while these segments are going on, a lot of this we have in the Pioneer newsletter. So it's very,
right.
we had mentioned earlier with the Caring Corner piece about bullying. And you really think of bullying as children being bullied, you're not really thinking that this also happens among seniors.
Right.
So it tied in. And we also have a bunch of information on Project Safe and keeping your information, you know, safe from any hackers. So it's right. It tied in very well.
So
yes,
we
I
are
like
just
that works out.
Project Independence. We are current. We try to kind of stay with themes
right.
that are happening. Also, I know that March is the social work month?
Yes, it is. It's social work month.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we love it. We celebrate it in the office because I just think it's, you know, a time to, you know, send out information. And it's really just, it's wonderful. And I think May is actually nurse. I could be wrong, but I think May is, you know, I like to stay with my themes. As in addition to my super long title,
right.
I love a good theme.
We like to recognize the social workers, our
that's
Project
what it,
Independence.
It's just all the work that they do. And, you know, I'm also a social worker. So it just
you
makes
are.
It, yes.
We are. And you were an intern here. Christina started
yes,
out with Project
I
Independence
did.
As an intern. And then she became a social worker. And we hired her. And here she is.
And it's been a wrap
running the
thing.
Show,
so
to speak.
See, there we go.
As the producer. But we have been, as you know, we have our advisory committees where each region has a group. We have monthly meetings. And, you know, we did recognize our social workers that this month. It's
yeah,
been
yeah,
very
the
nice.
The theme of this month is social work paves the way for change.
Right.
And it's nice because I said that, you know, if you go to the website, they give you a whole list of different promotional material and way to educate, you know, people on social work because it is just an extremely broad field, you know,
right.
which I think is amazing. It's, you know, when you're able to do so much with it because it's just it covers all different bases, which I think is great.
It really does. Another thing in this newsletter that I'm going to refer to is we're going to be putting in each edition going forward a member from each region. We're going to do a little quick bio on someone representing maybe the Westbury Carl Place region, the Great Neck region. So there'll be six people in each edition where we talk a little bit about, you know, their community activism, their participation with Project Independence. So I'm kind of excited about
that
one.
Yeah, but I mean,
one.
Like, that's, you know, that's really what I think makes Project Independence so amazing is the fact that we do have, you know, we take the input of our senior residents, you know, extremely, you know, important to us, and it makes a lot of decisions. Like as you had mentioned earlier with these advisory committees, I mean, that's how, you know, things have been paved. That's how the radio show came about. That's how the
right.
pedestrian safety committee, the circle of support. I mean, it's really, you know, who knows better than what's going on in the community than the people that live there. So it's really, I think it's just great to actually get to give them their accolades. And
absolutely. I mean, we have some pretty accomplished, a lot of accomplished residents in the
yeah.
town that are 60 and
that's
over.
What it is. I think the town of North Hempstead in particular just has some really amazing, you know, residents who lived incredible lives. It's
right.
just great.
We have, you know, we certainly have a lot of co-hosts that are pretty talented, come from all different professions. You know, we have volunteers that from that are Project Independence members that will maybe teach a computer class or put together a mini library system for us. And it's been great. It's been
you
great.
Know, it's like the ideas are just constantly flooding in. You know, it's never, I mean, every day they really sit there and, you know, we all get phone calls from everyone. You know, oh, we're thinking we should do this. You know, how about this? I have an idea for a health chat. I mean, it's just, they're really just help the program just be really strong.
So it's great. Other things we do is we're actually contacted by other agencies and programs. There's a group called Cancer Cares. Mm-hmm. What they do is they make pillowcases for children who are in the hospital and give them out, and they're kind of festive and fun looking. Mm-hmm. So we're now making those pillowcases at one of our facilities, and we have somebody who goes around. We have sewing machines, and they make these beautiful pillowcases.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
And they take the pillowcases and they go to hospital pediatric wards and give them to the kids, and they can, you know, they're appropriately cleaned and taken care of and all that stuff. And it puts a smile on their face. And, you know, the people that are making the pillowcases, it puts a smile on their face.
And that's what I think is so unique about Project Independence, because it's such a broad program that really has an aspect for everyone. You know, so some people might be, you know, more homebound and need home visits from nurses or social workers. And then you have the other spectrum who are the younger senior who just wants to volunteer. And a program like that, I mean, is wonderful because it's just rewarding on both ends. So I think it's really just a special program.
It really is. It's a great program. So anything else coming up that you want to?
Well, actually, some upcoming events, we have the St. Francis Hospital cardiac screening van that we do, and we actually have a date coming up on Wednesday, March 25th. The cardiac screening van will be at the Port Washington Senior Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You don't need to register. It's a wonderful program. You go into the van, they'll check your blood pressure, they'll give your brief cardiac history. They'll do some blood tests for cholesterol and diabetes. And actually, in the past, they've seen, you know, people that needed to go to the emergency. So it's really a great program. And I just, like I said, you just literally walk on the bus. If you're in the area, come by.
If someone can't make that, is there another, are there other locations?
Yes,
how would they go
we
about
have them
getting
it? If you call 311, we can give you a whole list of locations. We have it scheduled all through the fall. So just call up and we could absolutely give you the dates.
And that's great. And what's that number again?
It's 311 or 869-6311.
That's great. You know what I've noticed? I noticed that our Supervisor Bosworth, really has been getting around the town and going to a lot of the senior groups and our advisory meetings and, you know, sharing her ideas and you know, talking about some of her initiatives. I think, in fact, today she's going to be at Magnolia Gardens.
Yes, there's actually a Magnolia Gardens little lunch for the residents there where they get to meet the social worker and the nurse that will provide service in their area just so they can get familiar with things. So it's great. Right. You know, the supervisor is extremely impressed with Project Independence, and she loves to go around. She's always at a senior group. Anytime we ask her to come anywhere, she's there, and she listens to the residents.
Right.
So it's definitely a great relationship that goes on.
I mean, Supervisor Bosworth and the town board too are, you know, incredibly supportive, and it's so important that we work together with the supervisor and the town board. Of course, we're a department in the town,
right.
So that's how we fly here.
That's right.
One of the things that we're going to be talking about, our feature article in the newsletter. I don't know if they talked about
yes,
this last time.
Yes, we've mentioned it on the show before.
That we are an age-friendly city or a community with the World Health Organization and the AARP. And I think, you know, the supervisor is very proud and talks about it in the newsletter.
Yeah, and we talked about it a couple of times on the show. It's just, it's an amazing honor. You know, and I said it really just shows testament to all the initiatives that Project Independence, in addition to the town, I mean, you know, the walkways that we have, you know, we've been conscious in making these things. So we got this, you know, designation. And I think it's great because there's, you know, a checklist of things that we have to maintain in order to keep this honor. So it's great.
Right. I think even Hal was talking about that whole aging in place initiative is so big and expanding and growing now. But because Project Independence says is kind of well known
right.
in the forefront
yeah,
of aging
absolutely.
In place. We are constantly getting approached by agencies
right.
and organizations. Hey, they want to kind of use our members
right.
as kind of to see if their programs are going to be working and other things. Like just the other day, I got a call from AARP. They want to provide free cell phone training and other kinds of technology training.
Amazing.
So that'll be great.
Right.
So because, you know, we are kind of nationally known, we get a lot of these great
and
programs
coming to
us.
And I just feel like they're just only increasing all these things. You know, it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Some of the other things that are coming up in the town, we have our senior 43rd annual senior recognition luncheon. That's going to be coming in May. And what that does is we recognize seniors in our town, people who are 60 and over, and kind of have done some really cool things in the community. We're going to be within each Project Independence Advisory Committee recognizing one person. And on Tuesday, I believe May 12th, it's going to be held over a two-day period because we have so many seniors that are so special, have done so many things that we actually don't have a venue large enough in one day to hold everybody everyone who's getting these awards and also, you know, their family members and friends who want to come and, you know, stand up and cheer them. So we're going to be at Harbor Links Golf Course on, I believe it's Tuesday, May 12th and Wednesday, May 13th. If you're interested in coming to these wonderful luncheons where we recognize people in the town, you can call the town at 311 or 869-6311. Is that what it is, Christina?
There you go.
And get some more information. The people that are being recognized, there's no fee, but there is a fee for people.
Yes, for the people attending.
For people attending. Again, they can call 311.
Yeah, it's just such a fun day. I mean, you just feel the energy in the room and everyone gets their certificate and you get to take pictures and it's just a nice day to celebrate the residents.
Yeah, it really is. And again, it shows our accomplished senior residents in the town from every walk of life, every career path. And we do a nice little journal, a little bio, so you can kind of recognize. And chances are you might even know a few of them.
That's
I know.
Right.
I know we do. Oh, and I think there'll be dancing and eating.
Yes, there's definitely food and a lot of dancing that goes on.
Four-course meal, I believe. So come starving.
Yeah, that's right.
And you will leave full. Christine, I think we're going to be taking a little break. And we will be back. And it'll be Christina and I again talking about all things Town of North Hempstead Project Independence. Please stay tuned.